Okay, so stable coins. Huh? You're really going deep on this. Good for you. You're right to be paying attention to. This could be huge.
It's an exciting space to be in right now, that's for sure. I mean, you've got major companies like even MasterCard and Visa getting in on stable coins. And some people are saying global corporations could save like billions of dollars a year because of this.
It's wild, and that's what we're diving into today, all about stablecoins. Obviously, we all know about cryptocurrency in general, right? The blockchain, decentralization, all that.
Right.
But stablecoins, those are different, right? They kind of came about because of a problem people were having with normal crypto, I mean.
Absolutely.
Like, how do you actually use something like Bitcoin for, running a business?
Yeah, exactly. It's just too volatile, right? Like, imagine if the value of the money you use every day just went up and down, like massively every other day. Businesses need stability, predictability. That's the whole point of stablecoins.
Makes sense. So how do they like guarantee that stability?
Well, they peg their value to something else, something more, reliable.
So it's like, I don't know, a safety line maybe, like something to keep them from going too crazy. Something like that.
And that thing they're pegged to, that can be all sorts of things. Could be the US dollar, like Tether and JPM coin use, or even gold, or even other cryptocurrencies, actually.
JPM coin, that's an interesting one. From JP Morgan Chase.
Right?
I mean, wasn't it Jamie Dimon, their CEO, who said Bitcoin was a fraud? Like back in 2017.
Yeah, it really shows how much things have changed, right? I mean, even the big banks are starting to see how big this could be. And JPM coin is a great example of stablecoins being used in the real world. It's their own, basically, digital dollar built on a private Ethereum blockchain just for their clients to use.
So they basically created their own like internal version of a stablecoin. Why even bother with that?
It all comes down to making things smoother, I think, especially when it comes to cross-border payments. That's something that both JPM Coin and actually Ripple with its XRP coin are focusing on.
Cross-border payments.
Ooh.
Honestly, that phrase makes me want to fall asleep. It's like the most boring, but also the most frustrating part of international business, you
Yeah,
know?
I know, right? It's such a pain, especially for companies that work across a lot of borders.
Totally. So, like, say you're a company based here in the UK and you need to pay a supplier in like Japan.
It's a nightmare. The fees, the exchange rates changing all the time, and don't even get me started on the wait times.
It's like days
Yeah.
or even a week sometimes, right?
Yeah, sometimes even more.
It's crazy. In the time it takes for a payment to go through, the whole deal could fall apart.
Exactly. And that's exactly what JPM Coin and Ripple are trying to fix. They want to use blockchain to make those payments faster, cheaper, and way more transparent.
So instead of dealing with like a million different banks and systems and
You
fees,
just send it through the blockchain and boom, it's there.
it's like the difference between sending a telegram and sending a text message, right?
Pretty much. And you remember those stats we talked about Africa?
Oh yeah, those were pretty crazy.
Something like 80% of cross-border payments from banks in Africa are actually processed somewhere else entirely, like the US or Europe. How crazy is that?
Talk about inefficient.
Yeah.
And expensive. I mean, wasn't it the World Bank that said those transactions can cost like 6% or even more?
Yeah, at least 6%, sometimes way more.
And then on top of that, you have to wait up to 10 days for the whole thing to clear. It's insane.
It really is. But with something like JPM Coin or Ripple, it's like sending an email, instantaneous. And the fees are tiny because you're cutting out all those middlemen.
I mean, we're talking potentially huge savings for companies. I think I read somewhere that JPM Coin alone could save corporations something like $100 billion a year.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Crazy. No wonder everyone's jumping on board. I mean, even MasterCard and Visa are getting into stablecoins now.
Oh, yeah. And it's not just companies either. Even governments are starting to pay attention.
For real.
Yeah. Like the Bank of England and the Financial Conduct Authority, they're all working on figuring out how to regulate stablecoins.
So we've got banks, payment processors, and governments all taking stablecoins seriously. This feels big. And it kind of leads into the whole thing about central bank digital currencies, doesn't
CBDCs, yeah,
it?
exactly. This is where things get really interesting.
Because now it's not just companies making their own stablecoins, it's like governments getting involved,
That's
right?
sacra.
So like instead of just having the pound, we could have like a digital pound.
Exactly, like a Britcoin or something.
Oh, Trancoin, I like the sound of that. But the really wild part of this whole thing is the idea of programmable money, right? I mean, you've mentioned it before, but honestly, my brain still kind of short circuits when I try to imagine it. Like, what does it even mean for money to be programmable?
Well, think of it like this. Regular money, it's kind of dumb. It just sits there in your account. Or you spend it, that's it. But with programmable money, you can build rules into the money itself. Yeah, like you could program the money so that it can only be spent on certain things. Or only by certain people. Yeah, like remember that article we talked about?
Yeah.
About kids buying alcohol?
Yeah.
Imagine if you could program money so that like anyone under 18 just couldn't use it to buy booze.
Whoa. So the transaction would just like get blocked automatically.
Exactly.
Wow. That would be different. No more fake IDs?
Exactly.
Or like sneaking a drink when your parents aren't home. It's kind of hard to wrap my head around, honestly.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the whole point, right? It's like a whole new way of thinking about money.
It really is. And it goes way beyond just like controlling spending. Think about something like taxes. Mm-hmm. Imagine if taxes were like automatically calculated and taken out with every transaction.
Wow. That's kind of scary, actually.
It would definitely be a big change, but it could also be more efficient, right? And it could help cut down on tax evasion and stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess that's true. What about things like, welfare or like government assistance programs? Could you use programmable money for that?
Absolutely. You could make sure that the money is only used for like exactly what it's supposed to be used for. So there's like less risk of fraud or anything like that.
Hmm. Okay, so this all sounds really amazing and efficient and everything, but it also kind of freaks me out a little, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, it seems like it can be used in some pretty, some pretty bad ways too, right?
It's definitely a powerful tool, which means it could be misused.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who gets to decide how this programmable money works? And what's to stop them from, like, abusing that power?
Those are the big questions, aren't they? And those are the conversations we need to be having right now while these technologies are still being developed.
It definitely seems like we're on the edge of, like, a whole new world here.
Mm-hmm.
With stable coins and CBDCs and all this. It's exciting.
Yeah.
But also a little scary.
I think that's a good way to put it. It's exciting, but we need to be cautious too.
Yeah. So like, what do we do? How do we make sure this all goes in a good direction?
I think the most important thing is just to be aware, to understand what's happening, and to ask the tough questions like you're doing. The future of money is being figured out right now. And the more people who understand what's going on and speak up, the better.
Well said. So, to everyone listening, keep learning about this stuff. Keep asking questions.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to, you know, make your voice heard. This is a big deal, and we're all in this together. We just scratched the surface today, but I hope this deep dive has given you some things to think about. I know it has for me. Thanks for joining us, and keep exploring this crazy world of stablecoins. We'll see you next time.